On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, and Polokwane 22 degrees.
If you're heading up to Limpopo, the N1 south of Polokwane is now closed because of an articulated truck carrying bricks that is overturned, and there's bricks all over the highway. Here in Gauteng, though, your Bedford view. There's been a crash on the N3 north after Van Buren Road. A crash before Galulis on the N3 north, and you've got roadworks and queuing traffic. N12 R24 west towards Galulis.
The Constitutional Court has dismissed an urgent application brought by the MK Party against President Cyril Ramaphosa. The party and its leader, Jacob Zuma, believes the decision to place Police Minister Senzo Mqunu on special leave and to appoint Professor Firoz Kachalia in the interim is unconstitutional. Delivering the unanimous judgment, though, Justice Ramakama Tsopo said the application lacked evidence of a constitutional breach.
What emerges from a careful reading of the founding papers is a case that challenges the lawfulness of specific decision that the president has made. What is notably absent, however, is anything more than a broad allegation that the president has failed to comply with specific constitutional obligations.
In other news, Nehawu is calling on the Gauteng Department of Health to urgently act against those responsible for the looting of Tembisa Hospital. This week, the SIU revealed that 2 billion rand has been siphoned from the hospital by businessmen working with the department officials by flaunting procurement processes. Kusato was also part of the march. The leader in Gauteng, Amos Monyela, addressed the crowd.
We need the MEC to work triple fold together with senior management to ensure that in this department there is no corruption. Today, we are peaceful. We accept everything. Tomorrow will not be as peaceful as we are today.
The union handed over a memorandum of demands at provincial head offices in Marshalltown. But they're not the only ones who want answers. The DA's Michelle Clark says the corruption at the hospital is a national travesty.
A whistleblower was murdered. There is sprawling SIU probes and circulated footage of patients being treated in the utmost inhuman conditions. The DA will not accept this, and we will ensure comprehensive oversight of the facility. We will write to the MEC of Health in Gauteng to report this matter.
The Department of International Relations and Cooperation, meanwhile, says it appears like South Africans who were part of the global Sumud flotilla are being detained in Israel. The flotilla was sailing to Gaza in the hopes of delivering humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the occupied Gaza Strip. DIRGA spokesperson Crispin Piri says they're monitoring the deportation process closely.
We reiterate the call for our citizens to be released. They've done absolutely nothing wrong. In fact, they are compliant with international law, which in this instance, our case from the ICJ clearly states in its provisional measures that there should be no prohibition to humanitarian aid to the people of Gaza. And this civilian-led initiative sought to do exactly that.
He spoke to the SABC News there. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 4 o'clock or visit jacarandfm.com for the day's big news stories.
Yeah, but the big question is who's reading the news at 4 o'clock for the
it
drive
is
show?
I.
Is it you?
It is I.
Superwoman again.
Yes,
I'm just
thank
putting
you.
It out there.
The description is so nice. I love it. Thank you.
Lucky Marlene.
You're listening to Alex J.
I was a ghost, I was alone, to watch in, kiss again. Given the throne, I didn't know how to believe I was the queen that I meant to be.